have to talk fast.
Okay, we'll talk really fast. We'll do this. All right, let's go.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Three Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Today, Sunday, March 2nd. It is no longer February.
It says February, woo-hoo! March.
No. Yes, it's almost springtime. All the birds are
flipping. Yay! Though, I mean, it did come in like a line. It was snowing yesterday.
Mm. It was kind of spitting this morning, too, I saw. So
we are here with all of your favorite false casters. We just got into recording now.
We've been having a therapy rant session for the last 60 minutes. So
yes, we have.
We might all. Seem a little low energy.
We got it all out.
Yeah. Did we, though?
I don't know. Mike was
it's
quiet.
Still bubbling up a little bit.
Is it still bubbling up?
Howdy doodly doo. It's Jen.
Hi, Jen.
We don't have an interview today. However, all things go right, we should have a bonus episode for you up next weekend with an interview.
A very good interview. Do we want to say who it's with?
Let's make it a surprise because just our luck.
Okay, that's a fair point.
Archie the Snowman?
Shh, no, you just blew it, Mike. Sorry.
No, unfortunately, he's been hit with a flamethrower and
a chainsaw. He was cut. He was fired from his job.
He brought too much joy.
We can't have joy here.
Be sure to check out our website. I need to get back into writing articles, but honestly, there's been nothing good that I've wanted to write about.
Maybe we should write some bad stuff. There's some bad stuff going on.
But we do still have our calendar of events just released for this month. March is a busy month.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, our police blotter and city council notes. And tell us what you think of the show. If you're still listening, tell us what you like about it. Get a hold of us on Facebook, or you can email us.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
And, of course, always rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, because they seem to be the most important.
5 stars.
So, do we got anything to discuss before we jump into our ramble?
I think we got it out of us. I think we're all right now.
We lanced the wound.
It was a verbal diarrhea for 60 minutes.
Okay, verbal diarrhea from Steve, lancing a wound from me. Yes, I think we're good.
And then Steve depressed me, and now I'm sad again.
Oh, and then Steve smoked a lot of marijuana.
I'm sorry, Suzanne.
It's okay. It's okay.
He's not sorry.
Well, Steve has his therapy appointment tomorrow, so I hope yours comes soon this week. But yeah, we're ready
we
to
all
talk
need
about
it.
The local goings-on in our wonderful city of Cuyahoga Falls.
We do have a really wonderful
Cuyahoga.
City. Cuyahoga.
As Bart says, Kaga.
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 Kaga Falls.
Kaga. Kaga Falls.
Cuyahoga.
It's like I grew up in Boston, but have never actually been there.
Cuyahoga.
Cuyahoga.
It's O'Connell.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find I change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
So, they're, now that federal employees are, getting thrown to the curb, we're replacing our BMV with computers.
Yay!
So there's a new ATM BMV at the discount drug mart because, they save you the runaround.
They do. They give you the runaround.
Yes, they do.
Well, or the runs, depending on what you buy.
Yes.
Ooh, or it depends. Can help you with the runs.
Oh, wait, that's depends. For something else.
Yeah, depending on what you buy. Yeah. Come on, Lactaid.
And then you can buy the depends in case you have the runs.
Oh.
Shitty humor.
Well, we had to go to drug mart to pick up some medicine, and Mike checked out the new machine, the kiosk of it. I think you said it costs money, though, doesn't it? Like, if you have to go.
Yeah, it was like $4.95. I don't know if it was per transaction. You're allowed like 4 things in your cart, so you could do like 4 registration or sticker renewals. But I don't know if each one is an extra $4.95 per, or if the whole thing is considered one transaction. But yeah, I just quickly looked at it.
Can you renew your license?
I don't remember if it was license. I think it was just registration.
Oh, okay.
Registration.
Because you can do that online. And I don't know if you have to pay a fee.
Well, renewing your license, usually they give you like a really cheesy cursory eye exam.
And maybe that needs to be done with a person.
That's true.
Yeah. Like you can't do title work there. You know, it was pretty much just to get your sticker.
Oh, you accidentally muted yourself, guys.
I muted him on purpose.
Oh, good.
He was ranting about AI.
Well, I mean, it is kind of, it's odd that you have to pay a fee for something that's supposedly supposed to be more efficient by using machinery, but they're going to charge you more than actually going to a human being to do it. I'm just saying.
Well, to be fair,
you still have registrar fees and whatnot.
Yeah, everything. Like the city still charges a fee to use your credit card online to pay your utility bill.
Yeah, it's so
stupid. In a world where very few people use cash anymore to begin with, and literally the only way to pay online is with a card.
Yeah, correct. It's just, I don't know about that. But anyways, it's there. It's there by the pharmacy. Like, it's right around the pharmacy area. So if you're looking for it.
Yeah, so I mean, last minute birthday.
I thought debit cards were, if you used a debit card, there wasn't a fee. The reason why they allowed them to charge fees is because the credit card companies charge them 3%.
So electronic transaction fee, I think is how they just change it now. It's just,
it doesn't matter
if it's debit or credit. Yeah, it's just an electronic
transaction.
They're
trying to make up for the fast. It costs them money is what they're trying to do.
Yes.
Precisely.
Yes.
Yay, America. Woohoo. Land of the fees.
Meanwhile, the show, free.
It is free.
Is it? It may cost you your sanity.
That's true. You may have to have therapy after listening to us, but it's all okay.
So next, apparently a former varsity softball coach at high school is now facing allegations. Well, they once faced allegations of an inappropriate relationship with a student. Now they're facing charges again. This article does have the name. I won't say the name. But they're being charged with having engaged in certain behavior with a student between 2014 and 2016. And they have pleaded non-guilty.
That's a no-no.
So, yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
The fact that it came up again, that it's coming up again. Yes.
So it's the same accusation, same time period, just coming back up or something different?
That's what I'm trying to, I think it's the same. Yeah, it's the same accusation.
Maybe they have more evidence now.
That's what it is, I believe.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're placed in a position of confidence to be able to be around students, you shouldn't abuse that.
Also, don't text your students, babe.
Don't text your students what?
Babe.
Yeah, it's usually not normal.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that.
Unless you're Sammy Davis Jr., babe. Yeah, I went there.
Man, we're low energy right now, man. We really did get a lot of our stink out of us, didn't we?
It's just you.
Oh, sorry. It smells like
Steve Spirit.
Steve Spirit. Yeah.
Oh, is that what we're gonna call it now?
Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah. Sorry, Bart.
Oh, you're good.
Insert Nirvana reference here.
Well, one place you won't be seeing Nirvana in the lawn. Is in the lawn at Blossom.
That was a good part. I like that.
The Great Lawny Pass from last year. Cassie, you got that like the first time it came out, didn't you?
Well, we got it last year. That was, I think it'd been around for a few years. But we were holding off, waiting to get it this year, and there's not.
Yeah, they are doing away with it.
Did they say why?
They said, quote unquote, Live Nation said, we are working on new and exciting programs for our summer concert season.
This was Live Nation that decided this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They said previous Lonnies will be the first to hear about what we have.
Right. And there's still no notification on what that's going to be, if anything. So
even though they've already, Blossom already have a list of people who are going to be performing this summer.
Mm-mm-mm. Shame on you. I think a lot of people like that pass. That's just, you know.
I loved it. We were going to do it again.
All about the almighty dollar.
Yep. Money.
Eat the rich.
They're delicious with a little barbecue sauce. That's
what? I missed that. What, Bart?
I said that's all you can afford now.
I know. Yeah. Just the rich.
They're a little gamey.
Yeah.
Stringy. Hard to chew.
I don't know. Mrs. Lovett makes great pies.
Yeah. We're going to get ourselves into trouble. We're going to get banned, aren't we?
God, it's great.
So what else is going on, Bart?
Well, somewhere you will find meat pies is the St. Patrick's Day pub crawl.
Yay, we all need to get a little toasted. Nice. Yeah.
Yay, party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Party on, Garth.
March 15th from 12 to 8. The line that I wish was not written. This is the one crawl you won't want to stumble through without.
Oh, dad jokes.
I see what you did there.
Ooh.
But there's 20 businesses participating.
That's a lot.
20?
All up Front Street.
Damn.
Hold on. 20 on Front Street?
Yeah.
I didn't know we had that many places that served alcohol.
Me either.
Okay.
Well, it goes all the way down to Missing Mountain and stuff, too.
It's a lot of businesses.
That is.
But so you have both bars and restaurants.
Right. I love it.
Yeah. I highly recommend just staying drunk or high for the next 4 years. So let's do this.
Come do the crawl with us on the
5th. Are you going? Oh, you guys are going?
We usually always go. We don't make it too far, but we do. We usually try and start at noon. We can't go till 8, but if we start off early and do day drinking, we can manage.
Yeah, we haven't made it to 8 the last couple years.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. You said March when? March
15th.
Well, that's St. Patrick's
2 weeks. Day. Two weeks from yesterday.
All right. Mike, I think he's
Beers on.
Beers. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Fun. We have the pilot. Somebody can. Oh, you know what?
Me.
Never mind.
I can't drink.
And take the shuttle. There's a shuttle.
There's 4 shuttles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't drink, so let's,
You're the driver.
I'll be the driver.
Okay, fun.
Well, we'll talk.
Okay. We'll take the shuttle.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. All right, carry on, Bart.
I'll be the driver, but I'm charging.
You can't drink.
Oh, he's charging? How much, Bart? I'll give you $5.
Yeah, we'll pay.
If we puke, it's probably going to be more.
Yes. Bring a bucket.
Okay. All right. That should be fun. I think it's, that'll be fun. We need to find some fun where we can.
This is self-care now.
Yes, it is.
So following that, April 5th at Woodridge High School, the Cuyahoga Falls Battle of the Badges. Falls Safety Forces will be playing a charity basketball game to benefit the Falls Cancer Club.
What a great idea.
Badges. We don't need no stinking badges.
I was waiting for it.
Yep.
Sorry.
Tickets are $5, and this is a cash-only event, but you can pre-order your tickets online at the fallscancerclub.org.
That's a nice cause. So are we talking Safety Forces? So who's all, do we know who's playing? Is it police versus
police
the firefighters?
Police versus fire.
Yeah, police and fire.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Who do we vote? What do you think? Fire or police? Who do we root for?
Fire.
That'd be fun.
Letting Beavis and Butthead decide who wins is always the best way to go.
It usually works. Oh, God, no.
I'm going all the way.
Oh, God.
Keep me for my bungle. Bungle.
Oh, Lordy.
Are you threatening me?
Okay, we're moving on. Bart, let's go. Yeah. Quick.
So the River Loop project downtown, a lot of work's been going into it.
Yeah.
They're working on their third modification of the contract right now. They discussed this on February 18th at council meeting. Their project is broken in down to 3 parts. Initially, to reopen the street. Done. Second, to continue the improvements down Front Street, which is slated to begin this spring. And the third component is the River Loop component. The city engineer gave a presentation at council and the history of the project. But if you go online to cityofcf.com/riverloop, there's a video of a then and now, which all done in AutoCAD.
And is it really?
Yes. I mean, that's not, all those people were animated into that.
A vajayho?
It looks really cool. I mean, the
going to be very nice.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It looks really so. That's exciting. Just making our city better.
Yes. But there is there's $7.1 million budgeted for the project that starts this spring and is going to finish in the fall of 2026.
Okay.
And the money used for this was from the CBDG funds.
The what funds?
The CBDG funds.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so that'll make the space accessible for all, give wider and safer sidewalks on both the upper and lower levels. Yeah.
It looks really awesome. I highly recommend everybody go check it out if you haven't yet to see the video and the pictures, the drawings that they have.
I looked at all the pictures. It looks really, really wonderful.
Doesn't it?
And it seems like it's going to be done quickly, right?
That sounds
it
like
should
it.
Be done by the end of the year.
Well, they're saying fall of next year will mean everything.
Oh, I thought I read that it was going to be done by the end of 2025.
That's I saw too.
I think maybe it's the whole project by the end.
Oh, maybe this is just finalizing the plans. Will be done by the end of the.
They're planning on starting a second phase in this spring.
Oh.
So that will probably be done before the year.
On one hand, we had people complaining that why didn't we do this a long time ago? On the other hand, we have other people complaining. Well, what about my street? What about my sidewalks? What about my this? Because it's all about me.
Yeah, I know. I have seen those comments too.
I've seen it too. It gets so old.
It does.
They don't see.
It shows their lack of knowledge of how funding works.
It does.
How big projects like that, how long they actually take to get done.
Yeah.
Because they've been planning on doing this when they closed it. Right after they closed it, started looking into what it'll cost to get it replaced. This has been in the planning for years.
Yeah. It takes time. I mean, you really don't know all of the work behind the scenes until it starts coming out in the public. They usually, if they're coming out to the public and telling you about it, that meant they have spent a lot of time beforehand getting it ready that you just don't see.
And they got feedback from the public because I've taken part of these surveys that come out.
Yep.
The city pushes them out. They come out on the city websites. They come out on the Facebook websites. So when people are like, oh, but I didn't see anything. Well, obviously you're not pursuing it. You're not interested in it. You're not looking for it.
You're not paying attention to anything the city's actually doing.
Yeah.
You're not going to city council meetings. You're not reading the notes. And you're not looking at the city website because all that stuff's available on the city website.
Yeah. So you're just being a passive
observer. But why is the city not telling me this stuff?
You're just being a passive observer crybaby.
It's not anyone's job to give the information for you. It's your information.
No, the city should tell us about this.
Yeah, we provide a really good summary of all the city council meetings and stuff. So if you don't want to go to their website or whatever, we do that too. So it's an easily digestible way of seeing what they're doing. Yes. And I think you do a really good job with that.
It takes too much time.
Fine, I will read it to you. Should we start putting that in the podcast and just start reading the freaking city council stuff?
Anyway.
I have such a soothing voice. I will read it to you.
Yeah. I saw a lot. I participated in a lot of surveys about how I wanted things to look, what were important to me. So we all had that opportunity. It was made available to every Fallsite.
It was. I think it's going to be great. I'm excited about it. And I think it's
amazing.
Bring more business in here.
Yes, absolutely. It will.
Yeah.
It'll be really wonderful.
I can't tell you how many photo shoots I've done down on that boardwalk. And I actually have snuck past some of those barriers before to go take them.
They're gonna be running. It's gonna be great opportunities for you to take pictures down. It's gonna look gorgeous, Stephen. I think it's gonna be great for your backdrop.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty before, but it'll look even better now.
Yep. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. We have a city we should be proud of.
Definitely. I'm proud of it.
So the Cuyahoga Falls Library catalog has a new look and attitude. Now you can find all versions of what you're looking for, all grouped together, including digital copies. Plus you can request reserved materials to go straight to the drive-up window for pickup. Oh, that's nice. I like that. It even connects the library event calendar to your searches so you know about the events you're interested in. That's really cool. I really like the idea that you can reserve and then just go and pick it up through the drive-thru. That's great.
Yeah, library's awesome.
Gotta support our library, guys. You have to. I mean, you know, it's in all seriousness, with all this shutting down of federal stuff and funding going by, our library could be affected by it. Go support them. They do a great job. Everybody there loves their job. You can tell that they love it. And we have a really good resource when it comes to our library. It's a very nice library.
I've been recently started going again. I got my new library, the new to me library card. I had one years ago. Steven, I had got another one.
Yay.
I want to use the laminator machine and I actually check out music and movies and I'll rip the music and I just put it in my collection.
Yeah.
All the new stuff it's free. It's awesome.
I mean, the library is a great resource. I'm sorry, Mike.
I was just going to make a bad joke saying, do we need to support it? Because it's Dewey.
Dewey. Yes, we do. Oh,
God.
Yes, we do. We.
Please stop. Stop. That one hurt real bad.
That one
Conan
was
the librarian.
Yeah, I mean, they do have that great makerspace. So if you are they have a Cricut machine. They have a sewing machine. They have
they have two different button making machines. You can actually make custom invitations. You get buy heavy cardstock and they have like a machine that you can make it, impressions and different designs into a piece of nice cardstock.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can, they have all the stuff you can write on it and paint it and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They have a nice sewing area where you can sew stuff and
they have a 3D machine.
They do. They have several. They have two or three, I think. I was just in there last week, and I checked everything out and talked to everybody.
Yeah.
Bart, do you know if they offer sewing classes?
I don't think there's anything on the schedule for sewing classes. They do have someone there that, to help one-on-one with.
Gotcha. Have they ever offered those in the past, or do you think they'll ever offer them again?
I wouldn't be the one to ask for that.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think that's a really great idea, though. If you have somebody that is we have a listener that is really good at sewing, maybe they could reach out to the library and offer their services for some kind of classes and stuff.
Well, I mean,
that's a great idea.
The thing is, I would pay for that. It wouldn't.
Me too.
I have a dress that I got that I need to hem, and we were talking about, do we hem it ourselves or do we, it would be really awesome to be able to go in there and learn how to do simple stuff like that.
That's a useful skill. I mean, you should know how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just learned something interesting checking out the new search feature and whatnot in the new website. Checking out, Alice in Chains, just seeing what CDs they may have, and they have streaming options that you can.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know you could do that. It says
through
instant
the
access
actual
with
website
Hoopla.
Or through Hoopla?
It says Hoopla, available online. I see a couple different sources, but I didn't know they did that.
Well, I kinda use cool. Hoopla, and I can get music, too. Like, I'll sometimes, borrow a, an album or something like that.
Can you record it? Or do you have to?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, because if you get the CD, you can rip it to high resolution. You have it. Always have it. It never goes away. You don't lose it.
If it's streaming, I'd assume not, but.
Yeah, Hoopla is just streaming.
Yeah.
It's probably lower quality streaming, too, I would imagine. I guarantee that's not high res.
It isn't, but for like for me or for typical users, it's not for you, Steven, because you like the higher. But I think it's a great, if there's an album that you're interested in or something like that. Sure. Yeah,
it's a great source. And I could see myself using it to see whether I want to go bother ripping it.
Yes.
I can listen to it first and then.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. See if it's worth it to get the whole album or go and. Yeah. No, I think that our library is fantastic and I can't speak highly enough of it. I love Hoopla. I love Libby. I love all of their sources that they have. And just going in is just a good thing we have here.
I know Jennifer is in there at least twice a week.
No, I'm not.
Once? At least probably once. At least once. Sometimes twice.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So something else to get on board with. Get on board Train and Peninsula on March 9th for Trains, Tracks, and Trail. This is a 2-hour trip in which you'll learn how transportation and nature affect our area and especially the Cauga Valley Railroad.
Is there a cost to this, I'm assuming, or
it is. So it's at 9 o'clock on March 9th, and the cost is $27 to $32 per person.
Not bad. Okay.
No.
For a 2-hour trip on a train?
2-hour trip, and it's in the cafe.
Ooh.
I know one stop you won't be making is Eddie's Bike Shop.
That was
sad. This can be Suzanne's sad news.
I know. I don't have a lot of good news. Maybe I should start doing sad news. Oh, okay. We have more of that.
fair and balanced. We have to have sad and good.
Sad and good. Yeah, that was horrific. Yeah, that was a complete devastation.
The good first and the sad networking device first.
No, first the bad news and the good news.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Then I'll bring you down and then I'll bring you back up.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was, I saw the pictures of it. I mean, that looked like complete devastation.
Oh, it's down to the foundation.
Yeah, it was gone. It was sad.
That is really sad.
And the fact that they were getting ready to reopen it soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, were they really?
They were, so. Yeah. They had bought it and then renovated it.
Oh.
From the previous owners, and they were in the middle of the renovation. It was closed, and then it burned down. Yeah.
Oh, well, that is horrific. Okay, so here's my semi-good news because of our conversation that we had an hour before we got onto the podcast. One of these days, I swear, we just need to record it and put it out there so they can see how crazy we really
unhinged
are.
Unhinged we are.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think our good news...
Well, we actually might get more listeners because, you know, controversy, you know...
It's true. People love it. Yeah, people love to see the controversy and the unhingedness. Maybe we should. I don't know. Maybe one of these days
just
we will.
Just go all in with the fuck it and just do it.
Just do it and they can, everybody will be like, yeah. Or they can hate us and tell people about us and stuff like that. Whatever way, good news, you know, that's...
Keep listening.
I don't care. I think what I'm going to say is that it's so important right now to find those little pockets of local good news because we have so much negativity, so much bad things that are happening right now. And anybody that's listening, if you're feeling like all is lost, you know, what are we doing? You're not alone. We all feel that right now. We're on a struggle bus right now, but there are pockets of things happening. There are groups.
I do have good news. I'm sorry to sidetrack.
Me.
I was listening.
No, sidetrack me.
And I just found it says scientists have finally given the all clear to Earth from a newly discovered asteroid. We're not going to be hit by the asteroid in 2032.
Is that good news or bad news?
That's bad news.
Wait, what are you talking? Is this good news or bad news?
Where it was gonna
I was hoping it would hit the. I was hoping it would hit Mar-a-Lago. I would just.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Sorry, yeah. I thought it was doing a good thing. Okay, back
no,
to
no, no, that is good news. That is good news. We do not want to completely destroy the entire world. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yet. Yeah, I'm not yet. There yet. I think that there's pockets of things that are happening that are good, and you guys need to start watching out for that. I mean, surround yourself around people that are doing the good thing. There's groups out there. We do have a ton of good groups that are doing good things in our city. And we have the Cuyahoga Falls Democrat Club. We have the Crooked River. You guys can think of any other ones. I'm kind of going blank right now because I'm spitballing ideas here. But look for that kind of stuff out there. There are people out there that are resisting. There are people that are doing good things. And there are fighters out there. I'm going to highly recommend to our listeners to download an app called Five Calls. It's something that I have been using pretty religiously. And what it does is you tell where you live and it will give you who your representatives are, their phone numbers. And there's a way that you can track who you called, who you got a hold of. So you can kind of keep a track of what you're doing. You can also see how many people are using that app and how many people made these calls for these issues. So you go to that app, you find an issue that is important to you. You can read about it, and then you can actually get a script. So if you don't feel comfortable being able to express your feelings, because I know I have trouble sometimes where I'll just go off on a weird, you know, weird way, and I don't know if anybody understands what I'm saying. It'll give you a script so you can call them and have some inspiration to be able to say what you want to say to them. It's something that I've been doing pretty regularly where I will just make a phone call. It's usually you're leaving voicemails. Sometimes you'll get to talk to somebody, but that is so important to do. Even if you have a representative that is, you feel that is representing you properly, they're doing what you're wanting to do. It's important to reach out to them and let them know that you support them and what they're doing because they need to hear from us. And there is this movement where people are now going to town halls and basically putting their representatives to task. What are you doing? You know, that is some good news. People are now starting to speak up, find their voice, and out there saying things that need to be said. So that'll be my good news. Look for the helpers. as, you know, Mr. Rogers would say, look for the helpers. And they're out there. That's all I got, guys. I know it's not a lot of like great news, but I'm
well, every time we can channel Mr. Rogers, it's, you know,
it's never a bad thing.
Yeah.
Can we channel Eddie Murphy version?
Yeah. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, the Saturday Night Live Eddie Murphy version
of Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. Oh, you ever seen that?
That's where we're all
absolutely you
to.
Can.
Yeah, we're gonna Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Oh yeah, the Saturday Night Live and making fun of this and watching that and laughing and hanging out with your friends and hanging out with people that are like minded is just such a good thing right now. Realize you're not alone.
Go on a pub crawl and drinking for 8 hours.
Go on a pub crawl and drinking for 8 hours. Yes.
When is that? I'm looking forward to
that. 15th. Yeah. And the I think that's when you were having your morning constitutional during the podcast. We talked about it. Yeah, and they're gonna come. Everyone's gonna come.
Sweet.
Yeah, we might pay Bart to drive us around.
I have bad news, guys.
What's that?
I'm working that day.
Oh, Bart, how are you gonna drive us around?
Well, shit.
Okay. Well, it looks like we're taking a shuttle.
I guess.
Does that mean we come visit you at work after?
Yes.
Stagger in.
Yes.
We can stagger in on our way.
I was planning. Bart's gonna disappear. We were just going to walk down and just take the shuttle and walk in. That's what we do. Because we're close enough that we just walk.
Yeah.
And if I get too drunk, I'll just take the shuttle all the way to Hi-Ho and walk home.
Smart. Yeah. Yep.
Or you can take an Uber.
You can take an Uber, yeah. But all right, guys, guess what time it is? Bart's Arts. That was good. Yeah. Good job.
I'm going to have to be that and you start dead.
Wasn't it? That was the best one. I don't know. Every time we get better and better at it, I'm telling you.
So, at the 24th annual miniature bridge building competition hosted by the Summit County Engineer's Office, there were 9 Quagga Falls High School students participating, and it looks like three of them won first, second, and third place.
Wow, that is great! Yeah.
Or the three teams, rather. So
teams were beaming with pride. You can trust them.
No one came crashing down on that one.
Oh, my God.
In a span of how long?
Just mute yourself, good sir.
Okay.
So, yeah, congratulations to all 9 of them for, you know.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
For lifting it up.
Oh, gosh, Bart.
It wasn't a draw.
This Thursday, March 6th, Jim Woods, who we just spoke to a couple weeks ago,
is
hosting a book launch party for his new Western. It'll be at the Big Easy Desk, 232 Portage Trail.
Awesome. I listened to your interview, Bart, and I'm excited to read the book. He kind of got me excited and thinking about Westerns.
Good.
Yeah.
So the books will be available for purchase there. And there will also be musician Andrew Hagen, stop motion animator Nicholas Cardos, and then, of course, Jim Woods. So there'll be music, animation, pizza, snacks, and books.
Yeah, I made pizza.
Pizza, snacks, and books. That is my language. It's my love language.
That's this Thursday at 6 p.m.
Where again, did you say?
At the Big Easy Desk on Portage Trail. It's one of those little, like, open spots at 232 Portage Trail.
Oh, is that okay? I think I know where that is. You said that it was like an open office space, like you can go in there and I know where that is. All right, yes. What else is going on?
Finally, while I still have battery life, I am down to 45%.
All right, we're going.
We're doing. Hey, we've only depleted 5% in this entire time, so
I depleted about 100% of me, but that's good.
Finally,
reload.
Uh-huh. The All City Art Walk is happening downtown April 24th. It is coming up.
That's hard to believe, but it is.
Came out of nowhere last year. I forgot it was even happening. I was like, I guess I'm not covering. No one went out. But this year's theme is the art of play.
The art of play.
I don't have a lot of information about some of the events that are happening. Mm-hmm. I know for the week before. Actually, starting this coming week, there will be art of different schools' arts hanging up at the library. And so upstairs and downstairs, there will be, you know, the, like, little palette where it was working on it. Yeah, so I know they were assembling those on Friday.
Hmm.
So there, I mean, the art is already starting.
That's awesome. Art is a form of resistance, guys.
Of course. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Music.
Just look art, at yeah. look at the
plays, everything.
Oh, editorial cartoons. What are those called mm-hmm. in newspapers?
Editorial cartoons.
Political cartoons.
Yeah. Political yeah. cartoons. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Art helps you start being a part of the rest.
Nice. Ooh, let's put that on a t-shirt.
But Bart's alliteration fart? Game is powerful.
Mm, it is very.
We should just say Bart's art.
That will be the signature.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So we want to thank everyone for listening this week.
Oh, I forgot we had listeners. Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hope you're all going to do okay. Have a yeah. good week.
Yes. Hang in there.
Be sure to stay tuned next weekend, because that's probably when I'll finally get to edit it.
For our mystery interview.
Yeah, for our bonus interview. And remember, we do want to hear your ideas for interviews, for articles, anything. If you have an idea for us, let us know. Maybe you can be part of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, look at, you know, the stuff from Tyler. I posted two of his songs on the show so far. I mean, that was just one email he sent. And
yeah. Yeah. I like his music. I
they too. Yeah, it's great.
Like, oh, they're really good. It's really good. Yeah. But I would have never have known about him. No, I never would have heard of him before if he didn't reach out to us and we put it on our podcast. So,
and that was because of the Joycast.
Yes, that's right. Very good.
How can they get a hold of us, Suzanne?
Oh, right. FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
So also rate and review us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Right. You know, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your friends' enemies.
Your frenemies?
Tell your enemies' friends.
I like it. So tell random now, people when you're walking in, around the cock in the store, just say, hey, guys, you listen to a Fallscast.
Just go around with a megaphone everywhere you go.
Perfect.
And actually, even if you're not talking about the Fallscast, you know, actually, no, only if you're talking about the Fallscast.
Yeah. Anywho.
For now, we'll say goodbye. And hope you come back next time.
Bye.
Bye. Later.
Fallscast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family, so they can listen as well.